This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell. I'm your host. Joining me today is Michelle Workman at Michelle Workman Interiors. She's our good neighbor for the day. Welcome, Michelle. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you today. Of course, we've met today to talk about your business primarily, so let our listeners know about what it is that you offer and you provide. But before we jump into that, tell me just a little bit about yourself. Whatever you want to say, you tell us about you and your family, or just whatever you want to say about yourself.
Well, we moved to the Chattanooga area about a little over 10 years ago from Los Angeles, California, which is where I'm from, born and raised. And we left LA because our children were young, and I sort of realized one day that this is not where I wanted to raise my kids, even though I had a happy childhood, exciting, and you know, roller skating on Hollywood Boulevard. it was a great time. But you know, it's a different place now. And I have boys, and I wanted them to be able to sort of grow up free, you know, not having their mother hovering over them with worry because they're in a big city that, you know, is potentially dangerous.
Sure. All right. So how many boys do you have?
Just two.
Two boys. All right. Well, have they enjoyed growing up here?
They absolutely have. They love it here, and they're very happy that we moved. And we moved at the right time. They were both still young enough to really have, you know, a Southern sort of upbringing. So it's been great.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Well, I tell you what, tell me a little bit about your business. Just a little overview about who Michelle Workman Interiors is.
Sure. We started in 1999 in Los Angeles, and I was very lucky having grown up in that, you know, area. I already knew people who were, you know, becoming prominent actors, and I was lucky to get early on some very high profile clients and was published and had, you know, this super thriving business when we decided to move. And I really felt that the upbringing of the boys was more important than my business taking a hit financially. But we did it, and then we reestablished here. And so we've been here now a little over 10 years, and it's taken, you know, some time to get reestablished here, but I think my design philosophy is unique to, you know, a lot of other designers across the country even. And it's essentially that I'm painting a portrait of the homeowners, and I'm using fabrics and furnishings to do that. And I really, each project is very different, and I'm really focused on finding out who the client is, what their aesthetic is, what resonates with them, what reminds them of wonderful moments throughout life, and bringing that all together to create a very unique home, not something that you'll see at your neighbor's house or your other friend's house or whatever. It's unique to that homeowner.
Thank you for sharing that. Your journey is very, very unique in itself. So thank you for sharing that. So can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that, you know, people might hear about your product or service or industry?
Well, I think that a lot of times people think that, you know, a designer is simply someone who might, you know, choose paint colors or sort of help you with a furniture layout. And while we do offer that as a service. We are actually quite comprehensive. We work with contractors all the time. You know, we help figure out floor plans, layouts of homes, renovations. We work with architects and figuring out, you know, on new builds, what the best potential layout is for that client. So it's a very comprehensive field. And it's not really just about, you know, great curtains and matching paint and so on.
Okay. All right. But moving a little bit to the personal side again, what are you doing for fun when you're not working on your business?
Well, we we work on our home a lot. we do travel a fair bit. I really like to immerse myself in other cultures so that I can really, again, broaden my horizons as a designer. And we have a pool. We love to hang out by the pool in the summer. And I love, one of my most favorite things is to sit by the pool with a good book and hear my boys splashing around, creating chaos.
That sounds like fun. Can you describe one hardship or maybe life challenge that you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge, you're better or stronger for it?
Absolutely. I grew up with a single mom, and we had not much money, and I did not go to college, and I am completely self-taught as a designer. I've always been a voracious reader, and so I read everything I could essentially get my hands on that had to do with design, and learned also through doing. And at this point in my life, it's sort of like I never imagined that I would achieve the success that I have now when I was younger. I always thought, you know, I'll have to, you know, struggle as an artist for the rest of my life. And I'm quite proud of the fact that I have built something that's, you know, stood the test of time.
Absolutely. What's one thing that you wish our listeners can know about your business? Maybe something that sets you apart from others, or just any one thing that you would like for them to know?
Well, we're absolutely very focused on not only delivering a beautiful home, but doing it in a seamless fashion. We have a lot of processes in place in order to make it the most enjoyable experience, because it can be difficult going through construction, and we like it to be as trouble-free as possible. So we really have service as a forefront of our philosophy, making sure that people are taken care of and looking out for their interests, you know, not just ours. And we really try to meet all expectations and, in fact, exceed them.
Yeah. All right. And then as we wrap up the interview today, if someone wanted to contact you, what is the different avenues you have of contact?
Well, a person can reach out through our website, which is michellewerkman.com. And there's a little, you know, contact thing. Or they can email us directly at contact@michellewerkman.com. They can also call, which is, we have a studio down on Broad Street in Chattanooga, and the number there is 423-437-9000. And those are the best ways to reach us. Or they can just walk on in.
Welcome to come in.
That's right.
That's amazing. All right. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you today, Michelle, getting to know a little bit about you and your family and your business. It's always nice to put the face on a business, and you've done that very well today. And we appreciate you taking time out of your day for us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It has been our great pleasure. Now, to all the good neighbors of the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Michelle and learning more about her company, we hope you will take a moment to consider all she has to offer and remember her when you need or want the products or services that she provides. Now, before ending this episode, I would like to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.